Woolworths is one of the biggest owners of poker machines in Australia, and tomorrow will hold an annual general meeting to discuss change to its position on pokies laws with some of its shareholders. A campaign called Get Up, which is backing some of Woolworths' shareholders, is challenging the company to alter the way they use their pokie machines. The Wire's Sione Kelly spoke to Ross Womersley, Executive Director of the South Australian Council of Social Services, about their involvement in changes to gambling legislation and what they were hoping to see come from this meeting.
The ring of pokie machines is an alluring sound for many Australians, but groups like the South Australian Council of Social Services believe that the sound needs to be turned down. Ross Womersley thinks it's important for tomorrow's annual general meeting between Woolworths and its shareholders to address the concerns of the public. He believes that pokie machine laws are important to his organisation and the community.
We are so concerned when we see the outcomes from, or the bad outcomes that sometimes flow with gambling. And so we know that poker machine revenue across the country, about 40% of that comes from problem gamblers. And so we can see that there is a major issue there that poker machine operators ought to be addressing.
So what are you hoping to see happen tomorrow at the AGM?
We expect that the vote will be lost on largely as a result of institutional investors basically backing the company's proposal. However, we would expect also that the company would recognise, just by being pushed to have this extra general meeting, the company has to take account or pay some attention to the fact that it has this issue.
Considering Woolworths has only 6% of Australia's pokie machines, do you think that Woolworths is taking the correct steps in having this AGM to address issues concerning pokies?
Woolworths is the largest owner of poker machines in Australia. They're not the only operator that needs to be worried about these concerns. We think that the same applies to companies like Coles, to IGA, and to any of the other clubs and pubs that in fact have poker machines in their command. The issue for Woolworths is that they are an iconic Australian brand. They pride themselves on being a family-oriented, community-spirited company. In the context where 40% of the income that they derive from their poker machines comes from people who have problem gambling issues, and we as a sector, our members, spend a lot of their time picking up the pieces for those people and their families.
What is the current situation with pokies in Australia like?
Anybody watching over the last couple of years would have seen that there's been big national debate going on where the clubs and pubs, largely the clubs and pubs in New South Wales, have led a debate, supported by companies like Woolworths and Coles, in trying to prevent the introduction or delay the introduction of mandatory commitment or some form of making sure that when gamblers begin gambling, they make a clear commitment about how much money they're prepared to lose and that they have a mechanism for being reminded of that commitment and are enabled to stick to it. There were a whole series of recommendations made by the Productivity Commission that included things like limiting bets to $1 bet limits, removing ATMs from venues that have poker machines, introducing closing hours so that venues always had to close for a certain period of time every day, and limiting the amount of money that a person can lose on a machine in any one hour. We think that those were very, very sensible mechanisms that were being proposed. The industry has essentially looked to prevent their introduction. They've argued and lobbied vigorously to prevent the introduction of mandatory pre-commitment. And as a result, we're inching slowly towards some sort of national trial. So the federal government has established a trial site in the ACT where there's proposals that they will trial the introduction of pre-commitment processes.
Has this whole situation gotten bigger? Like, is there more publicity to do with this, or will it just sort of, is it not as large because it's been held in Adelaide this year, so it's not as central?
I think there probably has been a reasonable increase in the amount of interest in the issues. There's been an increase in the number of people who have expressed interest, and certainly from our members, we've been contacted by a number of people who are both on the one hand surprised, so some members who didn't even understand that Woolworths had these kinds of investments, that they owned so many poker machines. And what I think is happening is gradually people are starting to understand why this is an issue, and hopefully what that results in is more people saying to Woolworths and the Woolworths board, and in fact the boards of all those other companies that are operating in this area, that they too have to move. They can no longer cover themselves up or pretend as though nothing is going on here.
Ross Womersley, he's Executive Director of the South Australian Council of Social Services, and he's talking to the Wire's Sione Kelly. And there'll be a bit of action tomorrow around that Woolies AGM. We'll bring that to you.